The good.
The good.
The bad.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
What are we doing today?
Listen, so you know that there's nothing more infuriating than having someone's your phone ring or ping and find it's an SMS from some or other direct marketer.
Yeah. How did they get my number?
Is the most infuriating thing for me. The same with solicits on email. Both have an opt-out option, but you have to SMS the number at your cost to opt out, or log on to a link at the bottom of that email that takes you to a through a series of steps that allows you to opt out of receiving these unwanted emails.
Yeah.
The problem is, in both instances, I have to waste my time and money opting out of a service that I never asked to be placed on in the first place. And this brings me to my source of rage this morning.
Okay. I can see you are seething.
Our very own Democratic Alliance, or DA,
what did they do?
Has now decided that they were going to spam my SMS inbox, endlessly bombarding me with SMSs imploring me to register to vote. Firstly, you'd know I'm very politically aware. Not only do I know when to vote, I also know exactly what my voting station is and who I'll be voting for.
Already?
Yes.
Before the manifestos.
Secondly, yeah. I'm very, very curious to know how my number, which, by the way, is on a do not call list, has made its way onto the DA's list. I've asked a few people in the know about how this could have come about.
Can I ask you, do you get from any of the other parties, or is it just DA SMSs that
Well, I'm coming to that. Okay, I did get one SMS from the ANC, but that was a once-off.
Okay.
It's not the same as the DA, which just comes through all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, a friend suggested that they might have accessed the number from the voters' roll, maybe.
Yeah.
This incensed me even more.
Because
if that is the case...
Right, that's supposed to be secret.
100%. If that is the case, the question that needs to be asked, and I'm not saying that is the case, but the question that needs to be asked is the Independent Electoral Commission, who I imagine has access to the voters' roll, poppy compliant? And if this was the case, why was my personal information not protected?
Yeah.
But wait.
It's problematic.
That's not all.
Wait, there's more?
So I was happily sipping on my cocktail at my favorite beach restaurant on Friday afternoon when my phone rings.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize the number and answered anyway to find none other than our very own Musi Maimani on the other side.
At first,
I was a little intrigued, right?
Yeah.
I thought, why would the leader of the DA be calling me on a Friday afternoon?
Yeah. Well, because you're Terence.
Just Pillay. As I was about to respond,
the
voice recorded message carried
snap.
On. I was so offended at this insult on my senses.
Do you know who I am? I'm Terence, and the number you have dialed.
That's so weird. I mean, I've gotten the SMSs and the emails. I've never had.
And that's why they do.
I've never had a voice.
Look,
call.
I understand that sometimes when the stakes are high, people see rules and law and the law as mere suggestion.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that's entirely the case here, but using my personal information without my permission is not right. Also, I'm not stupid. I shouldn't have to be reminded every 5 minutes that I need to register to vote.
But hang on.
The fact
don't
is,
you think it's fair? I mean, you know, if the DA takes this route, I mean, other parties go, they're just selling bold-faced lies. They're offering things that are not even... I mean, you might as well offer the moon to some people with some of these manifestos that are being offered, right?
100%.
So if they're doing this and they're doing that, they're all guilty of something.
Darren, you can't... You're not a direct marketing company. You can't bombard me. I need to have a choice in the matter.
Okay.
Also, where did you get my number from?
I hear you.
The fact is, I'm already a registered voter, so why can't these political parties who are using the latest and greatest techniques to market themselves be a little savvier on how to do it, right?
Yeah.
For example, could they not segment their audience? Could they not identify who's already done what they're asking them to do? Do so they're not preaching to the converted. Could they not use some analytics so that they don't target people who don't want to be targeted? At the very best, just use the do not call list to which I've subscribed. So there should be absolutely no reaction for these unsolicited calls. My point is, I should have a choice in the matter. Don't just take my number and bombard my senses endlessly.
Do you think this behavior will affect people's vote?
Well, it's going to affect my vote.
Okay. Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks.
And Terrence, listen, if you want to engage with Terrence on all things, personalities, TV, sport, no, maybe not sport, and politics, you should do so on his... okay, and sport. Mm-hmm. And politics.
Culturally stereotyping.
Quite right. Quite right. I've just never... Do you know who the Sharks are playing this weekend?
Yeah. They're playing someone that drinks almond milk.
You're taking a dig at almond. All right. So if you want to engage with Terrence, you can do so directly on his Twitter. It's at TerrencePillay1. Or you can just call him on his number. It's 0714... I'm just kidding.
Darren Moore, Carrie Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.